I have to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous.
Přiznám, že jsem trošičku nervózní.
I don't know what got into me, but I chose a difficult subject matter.
Nevím, co mě to napadlo, ale vybral jsem si takové těžké téma.
It is a subject matter presented in the Bhagavad Gita, specifically by Srila Prabhupada in one of the commentaries.
Je to téma, které je prezentováno v Bhagavad Gita, speciálně Srila Prabhupada v jednom z komentářů.
And it is a little bit of a sensitive topic.
A je to maličko takové citlivé téma.
I was kind of hoping that Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj would be here to help me out. But I guess you will have to help me out with this presentation a bit.
Jsem trochu čekal, že mi pomůže Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, ale tady není, tak snad to pomůžete vy.
And if I, please don't get mad with me if I don't manage to appropriately balance the subtleties of this subject matter.
Prosím vás, nezlobte se na mě, pokud se mi nepodaří správně vyváženě prezentovat ty detaily tohoto tématu.
But let's think of it as a team effort.
Ale vezměme to jako takovou skupinovou práci.
So if I don't do well, half of it is your fault.
Jestli to nepovede dobře, tak nějaká z toho bude vaše chyba.
I just joke. Okay, what the hell is the subject matter?
Takže co teda je to téma?
How do you translate what the hell?
I omluvím.
Get smart. So, does anyone of you perhaps remember the purport or commentary that Srila Prabhupada wrote to the third verse of the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? Okay. Well, once I start to speak about it, you'll probably remember it.
Když o tom začne mluvit, tak si asi vzpomenete.
God help me.
Bože pomoct.
All right, let's try to introduce the subject matter with a question to you.
Takže začneme s otázkou k vám.
What do we know of religion? What are some of the characteristics of religion?
Co víme o náboženství? Jaké jsou nějaké znaky náboženství?
Čtyři. Můžu jenom v ruštině. Asketismu, čistota, milosrdí i pravdivost.
These four principles, cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy and austerity.
That is very well. Okay.
Velice dobře.
If we were to think of religion as a worldwide phenomenon, What are some of the characteristics of religion? That's very true.
Peace. War too. O fenoménu, jaké budou jeho charakteristiky? A tak někdo řekl peace. Mír.
And I said war too.
A já dodávám, a taky válka.
Yes.
So religion or dharma means all the living entities should know our eternal occupational duty.
Duty, okay.
Že náboženství znamená, že bychom měli znát naši věčnou povinnost.
If we speak of religion as opposed to science.
Bychom mluvili o náboženství jako opaku vědy.
What kind of set of attributes do we end up with?
Faith. Víra.
But how do you say?
Víra.
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 Víra. Víra. In Croatian it's Víra. Faith. So faith is one. Very good. So that's one thing about religion.
Yes.
And inborn quality.
Inborn quality.
Vrozená vlastnost.
Okay. what else do we, okay, let's juxtapose religion to science. What else?
Dejme do náboženství do opaku s vědou. Tak co dalšího nás napadá?
Dogma.
Dogma?
Dogma. Okay.
Evidence and proofs.
Okay, he said, one said that's very good. He said dogma. Why did you say dogma, if I may ask? We won't fire you yet.
Proč říkáš dogma?
Because sometimes they have some set of beliefs and there is no philosophy behind it. And
okay, good.
Že oni mají nějakou víru, ale není za tím žádná jako filozofie.
Okay.
Water and nature to flow. It's like inherent nature.
Inherent nature of things. Okay, but science also, like right now, I really want to juxtapose religion to science. But religion and science have a lot in common too.
Teď se snažíme jako dát do protikladu náboženství s vírou, ale oni mají ve skutečnosti hodně věcí společné.
Essential characteristics like water has a liquidity, salt has.
He just said that, but I don't think you're listening to me. Do you know what it means to juxtapose?
Víte, co to znamená dát věci do protikladu?
Yeah. Religion and science, there are certain points that make them different from
science
one to the other.
Religious. Science is elder son of religious.
Science is
elder son, because science is evolved by religion.
What word did you use? Elder son?
Son.
Oh, elder son. Elder son. Okay.
So science is more
okay.
About evolving with the time, and religious has still the same during the years.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Even though if you look at religion, it also has a tendency to evolve. But not as much as science.
Náboženství má taky tendenci se vyvíjet, ale ne tolik jako věda.
What did you say? I saw your hands, just I'm getting lost.
Religion is more about faith and belief, but science is like more about evidence and proofs.
More of about evidence and proofs. Okay, that's good.
O víře a věda je jako o důkazech.
I don't know how to say it. Science is from downside knowledge and religion is upside knowledge.
Very well.
Věda zkoumá věci jako ze spoda nahoru.
Ascending and descending.
Vzestupně a náboženství je sestupný proces.
Yeah, science is an ascending process. Like you begin from what you know here, and then you build on it.
Že věda je vzestupný proces, že začínáme, co víme tady, a pak to rozvíjíme nahoru.
And religion is the other way around. You're given something that you don't know, and then you descend from it down.
A náboženství opak, že my dostaneme něco, co nevíme, a potom to jako zkoumáme jako stědu.
Yeah, very well.
The religion comes from God, it's not from our mind.
Ah, okay, yeah. True. Very well. Okay, anything else perhaps?
Both are human made.
Both are human made, Now the two of you are in conflict.
What
should we do now? Actually, historically speaking, if we were to look at the history of any religion, it begins as an organization. It begins with a person who claims to be inspired by God.
Ještě náboženství, když se podíváme na historii, tak jako nějaká ta organizace náboženská začíná s osobou, která tvrdí, že byla inspirovaná Bohem.
Both are miracles.
Říká, obě věci jsou zázraky.
Okay, so why do you say that?
Proč říkáš?
Because everything in the world is miracles.
Miracle in a sense.
V celém světě všechno je zázrak.
I would say it's also pretty mysterious. Even the process of trying to get to know anything, it's pretty miraculous.
Proces poznávání čehokoliv je dost zázračný.
And it's also interesting to see how some people, more they know, they say less they know.
Taky je zajímavé vidět, že lidé, kteří ví toho víc a víc, tak začnou chápat, že vědí věci méně a méně.
They call that epistemic humility. More you know, more you know what you don't know.
Říkají tomu epistemická pokora. Čím víc toho víš, tím víc víš, že toho zase tak moc neví.
Even in Krishna consciousness we have that phenomenon.
I ve vědomí Krishna máme tento fenomén.
Yeah, a neophyte tends to think I know everything.
Začátečník má tendenci si myslet, já znám všechno.
Whereas more of an advanced devotee will have the humility to recognize what he or she does not know.
Když to pokročilejší oddaný bude mít tu pokoru přiznat, že mnoho věcí nezná.
Okay. I would, just for the sake of this presentation, I would throw the processes of acquiring knowledge by scientific means into a bin known as naturalism.
Jenom za účelem této prezentace, abych hodil vlastně to, co mu říkala věda, tak do velkého koše, který se říká naturalismus.
They even have a term, naturalistic sciences, if you have heard this. So naturalistic sciences are sciences that strictly depend on the data that we can collect in this world that we can touch, feel, smell.
Přírodní vědy pracují s daty, které můžeme nazbírat tady v tomto světě, co můžeme vnímat, cítit, vidět.
In this physical world.
V tomto fyzickém světě.
And religion tells us about a metaphysical world.
A náboženství nám říká o metafyzickém světě.